You told me you didn't have it? So you're who, the bartender? He frowned. Yeah, I'm the bartender. Is that below your standards or something? I also own the place. I didn't mean it like that. I shook my head and looked around the room. For the first time, I realized the moose wasn't alone. He had friends. A deer with big antlers, a bear, and some other thing I thought might be an elk. Did you kill all these animals? Lumberjack folded his arms across his broad chest.
Is that a problem?
I'm guessing for them it was. He walked around the bed and held a hand out to me. I was still sitting on the floor. I hesitated, and he shook his head.
It's my hand, sweetheart, not my dick.
My nose scrunched up.
Crass much? Rather be crass than condescending.
I put my hand in his. I am not condescending.
No, no.
He helped me to my feet.
If you say so.
I brushed my clothes off. Do you have a bathroom I can use? Lumberjack pointed.
Maybe while you're in there, you can pry the stick out of your ass.
I narrowed my eyes.
You're rude.
He sighed.
Just go do what you gotta do, Red.
Red, that's original. I attempted to lift my chin into the air and keep a bit of my dignity as I walked to the bathroom, but the screech I let out when I shut the door was anything but dignified.
Lumberjack?
I was afraid to move. Footsteps came closer on the other side of the door.
Is that supposed to be me?
Did you know there's a giant dog in your bathtub?
I did indeed.
The Saint Bernard tilted his head at me curiously. You could have warned me. There was silence for a few seconds, then,
Hey, Red.
Yeah?
Oak sleeps in the bathtub.
Is Oak the dog?
Yep.
Does he bite?
He sleeps in the bathtub because he's afraid of his own shadow. I think you're safe.
Great, I mumbled. I had one of those bladders that got overly excited once it saw a toilet, so I didn't have time for any more small talk. I walked to the porcelain throne and peed while the giant dog stared. Fitting. I had a moose and deer watch me sleep. Oh, and it turned out I actually had peed my pants a little. This morning just kept getting better and better. I slipped my thong off, flushed, and went to the sink to wash my hands. Looking up, I caught my reflection in the mirror. Oh, God. I didn't look much better than the poor mounted heads. My auburn hair was plastered to one side of my face with what might be drool. Puffy green eyes were streaked with red lines from not taking out my daily wares, and dark raccoon circles rimmed underneath. I washed up and did my best to fix my hair and face, but there wasn't much that could make this hangover look any better than it felt. At least when I opened the bathroom door, the smell of fresh coffee wafted through the air. I found Lumberjack in the kitchen, which technically was also the bedroom and living room in his studio apartment. His back was to me, so I took a moment to appreciate the view. Broad shoulders, narrow waist, and what looked like a pretty muscular ass under those boxer briefs. He was tall, super tall, actually, maybe a foot bigger than my 5'4". Definitely not my normal type. I tended to go for a runner's body, lean and trim, whereas this guy could best be described as burly. Without turning around, he pointed to the counter next to him.
Coffee's there, and I figured you could use some Motrin.
God, yes, thank you. I walked over and lifted the steaming mug. You wouldn't happen to have any creamer, would you?
Definitely not.
Milk?
Nope.
So I guess dairy-free cashew creamer blended with oat milk is out of the question? He looked over at me, frowned, and went back to what he was doing without saying a word. I brought the mug to my lips.
Okay, then.
Lumberjack poured a second coffee in silence while I swallowed